60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get to that, Valentine's Day is almost here.
Yeah.
One of the most romantic and important holidays of the entire year.
Yeah.
And chances are there are plenty of people listening right now who completely forgot.
Yeah, there's a lot of cuss words that were just said after you said it's almost here.
They're like, oh, that's right, it's February.
Ah, crap.
Does that make you a bad girlfriend or boyfriend? Yeah, it does. It really does. But don't worry, because according to a new survey, 38% of Americans admit that they've completely forgotten about Valentine's Day before.
Yeah.
And if you're in that boat this year, what should you do? Well, a woman's magazine published a list of the best last-minute gifts that you can get your significant other for Valentine's Day.
Ooh, okay.
That make you seem way more thoughtful than you really are. Here are their suggestions. Write a love note on a piece of really fancy paper.
I don't know.
The fact that you used nice paper and wrote on it
really
makes it seem very romantic.
I think the love letter part is great. I don't know that anyone really cares about the paper.
Oh, if you give me a love letter on like an index card or just like a back of an envelope that's laying around, you know, like
you
whatever.
That's not good enough for
doesn't
you?
Mean anything to me.
But you're like,
oh, sorry.
The gloss on this paper is...
If you went to a stationery store, that says love to me.
Yes. I write on post-it notes and call it good, but okay.
Get in I'm Still Nuts About You jar. Buy a jar of nuts, cover it with a piece of paper that says, Still Nuts About You.
Oh, that's cute.
That's a good idea.
Take
and
off
cheap.
The planner's logo first, though.
Yeah.
Or give them a password to your Netflix.
Ooh, that's commitment.
It's the ultimate sign of trust and intimacy.
That is not something I feel like you should do unless you're married.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why.
Nowadays, that's true. That's a big step. I mean,
don't do that for a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah. Like maybe give them a key to your house or something, but not your Netflix account, man. Yeah. When you break up, that's going to haunt you forever.
Give them a car before you do that.
Yeah.
So there you go. Those are some last minute ideas for Valentine's Day if you completely forgot about it. All right. It's time for the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does, because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
Paper. Jubal!
Ooh.
Oh, yay.
Jubal.
I'm excited about it. Hand me the... Okay. I got the shock collar. While I'm putting that on, Jeff, please read me the shock collar question of the day.
A popular men's magazine recently did a survey asking 10,000 men a theoretical question. If you're out in the world and you meet a woman that you're attracted to, what are the top things that you instantly want to know about her? And from the answers, they came up with the top three things men are immediately curious about whenever they meet a beautiful woman. Name all three in no particular order.
Oh, man.
Oh, dang. I thought
you know what the first one is, right? Are you single?
How does she feel about farming?
No.
I know.
What's your agriculture status?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if she's single, that was my my first thing that I thought. Like, instantly you want to know if she has...
Yeah.
A significant other. What else? What does she do for work?
Yeah, I was
Do you
want to
know that immediately?
I do.
Yeah,
okay.
Always, because it's a conversation starter, too. And it's actually interesting. Like, what do you do, you know?
And you get to gauge how much money she makes.
Exactly.
And you want to date her.
What kind of car she drives?
No.
That is something... something you actually think about with a woman?
Uh-huh. Not every guy. This may be you.
I think about it.
Okay. I've never thought about that with a man.
Oh.
No, well, maybe I'm a little more materialistic.
Yeah, well, I think we've established that like years ago.
It's always important to ask. I don't know if it's what every guy wants to ask, but what do they like to eat? Like,
that's not
food?
A top
Are you
question.
Allergic to anything? Yeah, if you're going to go on a date, you got to know.
Don't you want to know these people? Like, don't you want to know where they're from or, you know where they went to college or if they went to college or what their relationship, like their family
You know what?
Is.
Education
what?
Is a big one. People care about that. Read the question one more time.
I don't care about
Oh, my God. A popular men's magazine recently did a survey asking 10,000 men a theoretical question. If you're out in the world and you meet a woman you're attracted to, what are the top things you instantly want to know about her? And from the answers, they found the top three things men immediately are curious about whenever they meet a beautiful woman. Name all three. It's not their level of education. Trust me, bro.
Well, it should be, okay?
No. You can probably gauge that.
Do you know what it probably actually is? It's probably not level of education. It's probably about how many men they've slept with.
Yep. The more the better.
You're thinking like a man now, bro. Thank you.
That's a little better, yeah. What about if they have a kid or not?
Oh.
That's a good question. Or what if they're straight or not? Don't you guys ever wonder?
Well, no matter what, if they tell me, I'll be like, I can change you.
No. That's not how it works.
Okay, I'm gonna go with job. Mm-hmm.
Totally.
If they have a kid and if they're single.
Good answer. I like it.
A popular men's magazine did a survey of 10,000 guys and found the top three things men instantly want to know when they meet a woman that they're attracted to out in public. Number one is she single?
Yes! Yeah.
Awesome. Number two is, does she have any kids?
Oh, nice, wow. Jubal.
Thanks.
And the third question is,
yeah,
how old is she?
Oh man.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Is she legal?
But yeah. You don't ask the question.
Is she legal? Yeah. Is she on birth control? What
should
is your
I check her
choice?
ID? Damn. Okay.
Okay. Well,
I got it wrong, and somebody texted in and wanted to hear Red Light Special by TLC before I get shocked.
I love this song.
How does it go?
Give me the red light special.
Yeah, okay.
I'll start with baby, that's yours.
Yeah, there we go.
Yours.
Yeah. I'll give you the red light special. Ow!
That was almost right.
That hurt today. And thank you for shocking me quickly on that because I was completely lost. All right, your phone tap's coming.